Hello, this is Michael Steed here, and welcome to my AAT 2013 budget podcast. We've had the budget, and we've had a few days now to consider what's in it. And what I'm going to be doing here in the course of this podcast is to consider what it all means for AAT members. I'm always driven by what we can do with it. I'm not going to be theorising here. I'm always going to be looking at the practical angles. So what have I chosen? We're going to be starting with some personal tax issues, and then we're going to be looking at some business tax and business tax measures, employer and employee bits and pieces, some VAT, and finally, we'll have a quick look at capital taxes. Let's start then with our first section. We're going to be looking at personal tax measures. The first and obvious point here, and I think I did actually predict this in an earlier podcast, was that the government has made the decision to actually advance to a £10,000 personal allowance 1 year earlier than originally intended. If you recall, this was very much a Lib Dem-inspired measure. Nick Clegg in the wings trying to adjust the sails, pull the sheets just a little bit. It's another Lib Dem measure, rather like the mansion tax, and more of that in just a second. The original proposal, as you will recall, was that we were going to end up with a £10,000 personal allowance by the end of the life of the Parliament, which of course is 2015. Now, we've got that 1 year earlier. So we're heading there much quicker than we thought, but like everything, it's rods and levers. Although we've got an increase in the personal allowance, we've also got a squeezing of the basic rate band. And the consequence of that is that there will be more people in the higher rate band. And that's a classic example of fiscal drag, where the allowances don't go up as fast as perhaps they could do. So the Chancellor is allowing a bit of free wind at the bottom end of the spectrum, but he's kind of dragging his heels towards the top end. Now, as we will see, the effect of this personal allowance going up is actually pretty beneficial to most people until they're up around about £120,000, where, if you'll recall, we get that erosion of the personal allowance. Those people from 120 upwards will really feel these changes, but most people, as I see, will be slightly better off. In the current tax year, that's we're at the back end now of 12-13, we have a personal allowance, of course, of 8105, and already pre-announced for 13-14, and no change on that. The personal allowance will be 9440. So that's from April 2013. And of course, in April 2014, a year earlier than expected, the personal allowance will be £10,000. But the basic rate limit is being squeezed. So the current basic rate limit is 34,370, that's in 12-13. And note this quite important point, that is dropping in April of 2013 from the 34,370 down to 32,010, okay? And it falls again in April 2014, it will drop to 31,865. Now, I'm not bothered about you sort of getting an absolute grip of those numbers because they're readily accessible on the HMRC website. But what it does mean is that it has this effect, and mostly a fairly beneficial effect, on people through the spectrum. If you recall, the definition of the higher rate threshold is that it's the sum of the personal allowance and the basic rate band or the basic rate limit. So in the current year, the personal allowance is 8105. The basic rate band is 34,370, as we've just said. So the higher rate threshold, if you like, the salary you've got to earn before you fall into higher rate tax, will be 42,475. Now keep an eye on that 42,475 number, because in 13-14, that's from April 2013 onwards, that is going to drop to 41,450. So what I did was, I actually put this through an Excel spreadsheet for 2012-13 and 2013-14. I'll show you the full numbers on the tax update series, but I ran salaries in blocks of 10,000 from 20,000 through up 70,000. And even at 70,000, you're getting a very slight advantage in 2013-14. Even though there is an erosion of the basic rate band, you're just a few pounds better off. The total tax bill for somebody, say, on 70,000 will be 17,822 in 1314, as opposed to 17,884. And according to HMRC's own numbers, the average taxpayer in the UK is going to be about £50 better off per annum. So those numbers sort of stack up. The obvious people who are going to feel it, as I said, are going to be the people, and there are only about 500,000 of them, those people who are earning over 120,000, where we pass the breakpoint and people then will be worse off because they'll no longer get the benefit of the increase in the personal allowance. Okay, so that's, I think, as much as I need to say about that. All of the other announcements pretty much as anticipated. The Chancellor is going ahead with the drop from the 50p rate to 45p at the top official marginal rate of tax. That's been confirmed. And of course, those people at the top end of the spectrum are going to be mightily pleased about that. But of course, there's the usual sculling from the bottom end and from the left of the political spectrum about that being unfair. There had been some budget comment also about whether there was going to be a married couples allowance. Quite a lot of pressure from the Tory backbenches to support traditional marriage. And despite lots of comment and lots of pushing to the Chancellor, that one didn't actually happen. We're also going ahead, because I've heard nothing to the contrary, as the granny tax, remember 2012, that disastrous budget, the granny tax, the freezing of the current pensioners and no new age allowances for pensioners. So the numbers that we've just been playing with will be there for the new 65 pluses. Okay, well, I think that's about as much as I want to say in terms of the immediate issues. Obviously, on the tax update series, we'll be looking at that in just a little bit more depth. But I want now to move to my next area here, which is business tax measures.